Since the first of the year, 22 commercial poultry farms and millions of birds have been depopulated because of bird flu or highly pathogenic avian influenza. But now the Indiana State Board of Animal Health says the state has been cleared of the virus. CJ Miller has the story.
The freedom milestone is certainly important for commerce here in Indiana for our poultry industry.
And that's Dr. Maria Cooper, Avian Health Division Director with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health.
For many of our poultry companies and producers that export their product internationally, whether that's eggs or egg products or poultry or poultry products, a number of countries look to that HPAI freedom milestone to lessen their restrictions, whatever those restrictions may have been. It may have been a complete ban of being able to export those products to some countries.
She tells Hoosier Ag today that the risk for the return of the virus is still far from over.
We get to declare this HPAI freedom, but that doesn't mean that the virus still isn't out there. It just means that we've made it through these response steps and have not detected it in our domestic commercial flocks.
She reminds poultry and dairy producers to be vigilant in their surveillance.
So we just encourage everyone to use the best biosecurity that they can, making sure that they're reducing the interface between their poultry and wild poultry. When they are interacting with their birds, that they're using clean clothes and clean shoes, and same with dairies, that they've washed their hands. It's important to continue to do that, and not just for avian influenza. When you're doing biosecurity, you're really doing it for the purpose of all infectious and contagious diseases.
The virus has had a huge impact on the state's poultry industry. In fact, Indiana ranks number one in the U.S. for duck production, third for egg production, and third for turkey production. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.